is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, by Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Last Friday was a challenge, no doubt about that. Our second game of region play against the Colquitt County Packers. We all know it wasn't the result we had hoped for, but man, that was a talented team. D1 level performance, it seems like, everywhere. It's obvious they're well coached. What did you take away from that?
Well, we knew they were a very good football team. They've had basically the same guys starting, especially at skill positions, for the last 3 years. And, a lot of them are seniors, very experienced, senior-oriented team who's used to winning. And so we knew it would be a tall order. But it was a very disappointing outcome for us, because I felt like that, our kids, our coaches, we all felt like we were going to be able to get it done this year. And, we had closed the gap on them. And, I do feel there's some things that we did in the game that, certainly some positives. We just didn't play well in the third quarter. We let it get away from us there. But you got to give them some credit. They felt challenged at halftime, and they came out and played very well in the third quarter. We lost our composure a little bit, and, next thing you know, we're on the short end of the stick again.
Yes, sir. So what about your team's play were you most pleased with?
Well, I was very pleased with really everything in the first half. We had a plan that we thought, we needed to do to be successful on both sides of the ball, and it was working well. We gave up a touchdown on the first drive, but, we made them earn it a little bit. And, then we were able to take the ball, drive 80 yards, very well-executed drive, just like we had worked on.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And, then we actually held them and got the ball back. And we had a string there at the beginning of the second quarter where, we lost our center on first down. On second down, we got called for a procedure penalty for two guys going in motion. And then, on third down, we wound up throwing a pick. And, didn't run a great pattern. Got pressure, didn't block, protect very well, and Parks threw maybe his first interception of the year, but a lot of things went wrong on the play, but gave them the ball in good field position, and then they completed a pass for their second touchdown, and, we had really good coverage. I don't know what we could have done differently, but, there's a reason that Georgia and Miami and those places are recruiting the kid.
No doubt about it.
And he made a great catch and, put them up 13-7. But I felt like we righted the ship, got the ball back with 4 minutes. We had a great drive, got across midfield, and then kind of 40 seconds left in the half, we were sitting there second and four, and it went haywire from there. That was a very frustrating way to end the second half or for second quarter. And then we didn't do a good job coming out after halftime either.
All right, this is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So after that game, what about your team's play do you think you need to work on the most?
Well, I just think more than play, we need to work on our composure. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been in those type games, sometimes you have to be in those games to play well in those games, I think. And I think one of the big differences in their team and ours was, they've had more kids that have been in big football games than we do. And some of our guys that hadn't been in that moment, I heard Deion Sanders say, Saturday morning when I got up, in his post-game interview, he said, "We have a bunch of guys that weren't ready for the moment." And, I think we had some guys that hadn't been in that moment that didn't play as well as they had been, maybe lost some composure. And then we lost some composure from a coaching staff. And that's very frustrating because, I lost my composure there a time or two. So You know, I was very pleased with our effort. I was very pleased with our belief, with our knowing that we were going to win that game. I was extremely pleased with how they handled that. But when things weren't going exactly the way we had hoped, I felt like we lost our composure and, you know, some inexperience at certain positions, you know, it showed up. But as I told them on Sunday, well, now we've been in that moment. The next time we got to handle it better. And that's the main thing we're trying to work on.
Absolutely. All right. You know, what I feel like from sitting in the stands, what impressed upon me the most kind of in this matchup is that we belonged on the field with them. You know, there was some, you know, feeling that this is, you know, big, bad Colquitt coming into town, but it really looked like we were every bit as good as they are. You know, it wasn't a being run out of the stadium or anything like that. You know, they were averaging 50 points a game, but only got 36 here. It seems like hopefully the kids can take some encouragement from that game and know that the way they played in that game, heck, they could play with anybody in the state of Georgia now.
Well, Colquitt's certainly one of the best teams in the
state. No doubt. Yes, sir.
I also told our kids, I said, you know, what happened to us has happened to everybody else they played. You know? So, you know, it is a positive. But, again, I'm not into moral victories.
I know.
And I told them that after the game that, you know, just playing well is not good enough.
Sure.
You know, just being able to compete is not good. We got to win those games. And that's our goal. And, you know, we want to get back to that point. But we didn't get it done Friday night. And, you know, we have to learn from it. We got to grow from it. And, you know, it's okay if you lose and you improve because of it.
Yes, sir.
But if you lose and then get worse, that ain't good. And you know, that's my concern. It was such a disappointing loss that, you know, I told them we can't dwell on this. I dwelled on it all day Saturday. I was mad all day. But we got to put it behind us and we got to get ready for Valdosta. And, you know, they've got a good football team. And, you know, we have them in Lowndes left. Both of them are good football teams.
Yes, sir.
So we got to get better and we got to be better than we were on Friday.
So it definitely seemed like if a couple of things maybe bounced our way or went, you know, different directions, it could have been a different outcome. What were your thoughts? I think, was it in the third quarter that we had that punt that it appeared to hit one of their players and us recovered? And I guess they just said it didn't hit him, or did they – we're you know, was the call that it, they thought it didn't hit the kid, or did they thought – they think he was pushed into it, or did you get an explanation on that?
It was actually in the second quarter.
Was it? Okay.
It was one of those things there that, you know, could have been a huge turning point.
Oh, man.
Because, again, we were ahead, would have had the ball in good field position. But the ruling on the field was that we had pushed the guy into the ball, which, quite honestly, I did not know that was a rule. And I had to, you know, we talked to him about it. I actually called the officials and talked to him about it on Monday. To get that clarified.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a gray area, you know, was he blocking us or were we blocking him? I mean, he, you know, they were returning it.
Sure.
So he was trying to block our guy and got hit by the ball. It should have been our ball because not only did he get hit, one of their other guys tried to pick it up. And at that point, even the head official told me, he said, even if they said you blocked him into it, when the other guy touched it, it should have been, you know, a live ball that
sure.
could have recovered. So, you know, that, you know, it was a close play. I understand why they called it like it did, but yes, that could have been a huge one for us there.
Absolutely. And then the other one, the onside kick that we attempted at the end of the game, that, my gosh, it looked like a beautiful kick. Look, from our standpoint, was recovered. You know, the official that was closest there even gave the signal that it was Camden's ball. And then what it seemed like an eternity after that, we never even saw a flag. Did they say we were offside? Is that what happened?
Yes, and we were.
Okay.
You know, the young man that recovered it, first of all, it was a great kick by Gabe Casey.
The kick was beautiful.
And we executed it all really well, but the young man that recovered it got a little excited and he left early and was offsides. It was a good call. We did it. But, you know, that goes back to what we're saying that, you know, I don't know that he's ever been in that situation before.
Sure.
You know, having to make that kind of play. Next time he'll be better at it. And that's true with all of our team.
No doubt. All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. So you mentioned it just a minute ago, but your sophomore quarterback, Parks Riendo, he continues to look pretty poised and comfortable. I think that was his first interception of the season. I think I looked at the rankings, and I think he's either still number two or number three in the region in passing yards. You know, we've talked before about how he's kind of his own worst critic, or he's, you know, kind of tough on himself. How's his confidence this week, you know, going into the game, you know, knowing that, like I said, he can be pretty rough on himself?
Well, I don't think you can shake Parks' confidence. He's my kind of guy.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
He is a competitor, and yes, he was extremely upset after that game, and you know, he felt like he didn't play his best, like we all did. I didn't coach my best. But one thing about him, he's not going to doubt himself, you know, and I think that's one of the things that makes him so good, and the reason he's having a good year is, you know, he is a tough competitor, mentally tough, and he will bounce back. And, you know, again, you know, when your quarterback doesn't play well, there's a lot of factors that contribute to that. And, you know, you don't protect well, or you don't run the right routes, or you don't make catches. I mean, you know, the interception that he had, we didn't run the correct route. We actually did a poor job lining up, and so we allowed the linebacker to make a play on the ball. If we'd lined up correctly, he would have never been there. We also didn't protect the edge, and they had pressure in his face. So, you know, again, he's made a whole lot more good plays than he's made bad plays.
No doubt. We're
sure glad he's on our team, because he made some really big plays in that game.
Yes, he did.
I think he, like all of us, there's things he'd like to do over and do better. But, you know, he has got that it factor.
He does.
As a competitor, and he'll get it back this week.
He really sparked a couple on some of his runs, and you know, where he ran for a first down or close to a first down, 8 or 9 yard runs that seemed to really spark things too. So, like you, I'm glad he's on our team. Last week, you know, resilience seemed to kind of be a key to the game against Richmond Hill. Did you see some of that this week?
You know,
like ability to bounce back and have that, you know, memory of a goldfish, as they say.
Well, I don't feel like we handled it very well in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, I felt like we played a little bit better. And, you know, again, I don't have an answer or an explanation for the third quarter. We didn't move the ball well. We didn't do a good job as coaches. Really, me and, you know, I felt like we could have done a better job maybe at halftime than we did. A lot of things go into it, but we just didn't play at our best in the third quarter. But I do feel like, to answer your question, that, you know, they bounced back, and we did play a little better in the fourth quarter, and certainly that's a good sign.
Yes, sir. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. At this point of the season, how's the health of your team?
Well, we lost one of our starters the other night. That was a season-ending deal. But other than that, you know, we've been pretty healthy and pretty fortunate all year.
Was that your center that had just come back in, or the one that had been playing?
Well, no, it was the one, you know, and I
understand.
There's medical rule.
Of course.
Talk about, but yep. The young man had a previous injury and had fought really hard to get himself back, and you know, unbelievable trying to get him back to playing. And he had only been back last week.
We
played him, you know, quite a bit. But this week, you know, he was the guy. and unfortunately, you know, and got re-injured.
Sure, it sure seems like Caden Whitfield's played pretty well in his stead also. I mean, is that, do you feel pretty good about him?
Well, we do. I mean, you know, certainly Caden's a senior. You know, it's important to him. And he's played most of the year. Now, you know, he'll have a tall order this week. Valdosta's defensive line's extremely
good.
Yes,
sir. Holy cow.
But, you know, he's surrounded by some pretty good guys up there. So we feel okay with him.
And you're expecting Jamar Lee back as well? Like, with I guess these might be things you don't want to talk about or can't talk about, but it seemed maybe cramps or something like that. But you expecting him to be good to go for Friday?
Well, we are. You know, he had not played for 3 weeks. You know, it had been 3 weeks between his play.
Yes, and, sir.
You know, his conditioning, I think, became an issue there because just not the same. So we're hoping that he'll be back full speed this week.
Fantastic. Elias Williams seems to continue to grow and really show what his value is at this point in the season. Where do you think he can continue to get better?
Well, little things, you know, detail things. Elias is tremendously talented, great young man, and you know he can make plays because of his athletic ability. But you know, he and I actually had a conversation earlier this week that, you know, just being a great athlete won't cut it when he goes to college.
Yes, sir.
You've got to get good at details. You've got to get good at the little things, and you know he wants to. It's not from a lack of effort. It's just, we're asking a lot out of him. He's playing two positions on offense and one on defense sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't have as much time to focus on the details as some of our other guys. But he's a great player.
Absolutely.
A great kid that, you know, we have high expectations for him, and he'll get it.
Yeah. It's good to see him holding the ball with two hands or tucking it away. You know, it seemed like at the beginning of the season he was – you know, running around with it in one hand there. So we definitely tell he's being coached up in a lot of ways. So we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Aaron on the Bishop Media Sports
Mr.
Network.
Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Van Vaden. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Aaron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. So we have another big challenge on our hands this Friday. We're traveling to Lowndes to take on the Vikings. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Play Valdosta.
Yeah, let's start that over. Good grief. Sorry about that.
I'm glad I caught it.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you did too. And I knew that was the, I don't even know why I wrote that down. Yeah, all right.
Lowndes is the next one.
Yes, sir. Jason, we're going to start this segment over. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. We have another challenge on our hands this Friday, Coach. We're traveling to play Valdosta. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, certainly, you know, it's a big game for both of us. You know, it's a region game that you really can go a long way towards determining
sure.
having a home playoff game. So the implications for the game are huge, just like last year. And, you know, last year we were able to come out with a victory against them here. But this year we got to go over there. And a lot of tradition, a lot of history in that stadium.
Yes.
But, you know, we've got a decent history in that stadium as our as well. So it's always fun for me going back there. I grew up being a Valdosta fan when I was a young coach because they were it.
They were it.
And, you know, and they're still the winningest program in the nation, you know. So getting a chance to go over there and that challenge of playing them, and they have a really good football team this year. But that's got to be exciting to our kids and our staff.
Yeah, so from your film review, you know, what are you expecting them to do, and who might we be looking out for this week?
Well,
the list is long, isn't it?
I'll tell you the name. I don't know what number you're going to see him in, but they have a young man named Eric Brantley. It's a defensive lineman that is phenomenal. I think he's committed to Colorado.
Wow.
Just a great, great football player. But he wears number 9 last year. He has worn 0 this year. And last week at halftime, he put on number 90. So
can you do that?
Yeah, he can. Nobody will tell him no. But, you know, you won't have a problem finding him no matter what number he wears. Our kids are really aware of him. He played against us last year, and we know he's a great player. But they've got others. Number 4 is a great defensive player. They're really good on defense, just like they were last year. The thing that I have noticed, I think they're improved on offense this year. They have become a more physical, run right at you type team, and they seem very comfortable doing that. In the last 2 weeks, they have really hurt Lowndes doing it and really hurt Richmond Hill doing it last week. So they have some great skill kids. Their offensive line's big, strong, well-coached. So it does present quite the challenge for us.
What are you expecting from our men this week?
Well, I'm expecting that we're going to play better. I'm expecting that we're going to have more composure. I'm expecting that, you know, we're going to get back to where we should have been and can be. And, you know, we got to put last Friday night behind us. And, again, it's a new challenge. You know, the truth of it is our record's better than it was last year at this time. We played better against Colquitt than we did last year at this time. But it's all in the past, you know. We got to play better against Valdosta, and we got to play better against Lowndes and get ourselves a home playoff game.
Fantastic. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you know, just last question or two. Football seems to work best as a routine. How does the newness of having to travel this week affect, you know, the normal routine for the week?
Well, I think we really need it, to be honest with you. I think we've been here so long that the kids have just kind of gotten a rut almost, the fans have almost. You know, it's so I think we've always traveled well. Our fans always travel well. Our kids seem to sometimes be more focused on the road. I can remember, you know, here in a long time ago when I was here, like we went a whole bunch of years and we didn't lose an away game. And, you know, we'd get beat at home maybe in the playoffs, but we never lost away. And so I feel like our kids and community travels really well. And, you know, we're going to a historic stadium where, you know, we've had some good wins. And, you know, so I think I'm excited about going on a road trip. I think our kids are. I think we need something different right now.
I imagine the kids do like, you know, just the change up of that and getting to go out there. It seems like it would kind of solidify them as a group when you go somewhere else and it's kind of us against everybody. So it's exciting to see that. Coach, I want to thank you for giving me a couple minutes this morning. As always, I really appreciate you so very much. So thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.